Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. I wanted the last episode to stand on its own for a bit with no further comment from me. But I have to comment. First and foremost, to thank Tom Daly from the American Biography podcast for playing St. George. I wanted an accent to contrast with my own, and I wanted someone who could portray a calm, confident man, and I think Tom did a great job. Please check out American Biography. It's a show looking at lesser discussed figures in American history who've had a huge impact on the nation's development. People like John Marshall. It's a very detailed and well-researched show. If American history is your thing, check it out. If going into depth onto historical figures is your thing, check it out. Just give it a chance. See if it's for you. Go to americanbiography.webs.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So, why did I write another fictional episode? The first thing I wanted to do was to remind you all of the physical layout of the city, and to confirm that the major monuments were still in place in 1025. But I didn't want to just reiterate what I'd said back in episode 10, the last time we looked around Constantinople. I wanted to find a more interesting way of making the same point. I also wanted to give you a sense of what comes through in our sources. The History of Byzantium is very much a source-led podcast. I go where the information is thickest. The last time we looked around, it was 518 AD. Here we are, 5 centuries later, and what comes through in the sources is that the further away one gets from the days of Constantine, Theodosius, and Justinian, the more amazing Constantinople seemed. The more ancient, the more mysterious, and the more magical. I wanted to give you a sense of how the city would have appeared to fresh eyes, to someone who'd never seen buildings of such size or importance before. The details of what I described were all accurate, with one exception. We know quite a bit about the Holy Apostles, thanks to the descriptions of those who visited that church. However, I can't actually vouch for the appearance of the front of the building or the gold decoration inside. The church is no longer there, and we just don't know enough from archaeology to confirm that. I borrowed a little from the appearance of St. Mark's in Venice, which was influenced by the Holy Apostles. Apart from that detail, though, what I described is hopefully what one could have seen if visiting around 1025, and hopefully a sense of the impression it would make on someone who'd never seen anything like it. As for that content of the story, the idea came to me a while ago that there must have been thousands and thousands of soldiers who died protecting their capital without ever seeing it for themselves. Why did I make him a dying man? Why bring a saint into it? This also came from the sources as much as my imagination. Although the monuments of Constantinople were an amazing sight, and today when one visits Istanbul, that's what you see. But most visitors who wrote about the city during its life were not there to see the monuments. They were there to visit the relics of saints and martyrs. It's a theme I'll be picking up on soon in another episode. But it's that religious, spiritual, magical power that those relics have that drew people to the city. So in this episode, I tried to convey not only what we would see in 1025, but how a Byzantine who'd never seen it might imagine Constantinople to be. A heavenly vision guided by a patron saint. I should also give credit to the rendition of the Trisagion that you briefly heard when we entered the Hagia Sophia. That clip came from a CD called Chants from Balamand. It was recorded by the choir of Balamand Monastery in Lebanon. Go to ancientfaith.com for more information or to pick up a copy from their store. In our next episode, we'll take a more conventional look around the sites that George and Stephen visited to update things from episode 10. That's it for today. I hope you enjoy the episodes coming up, and thanks again for all your support.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.